Summer weather is hanging on for now, but it's officially fall and the cool air will be settling in soon. This is Lisa Berry, and for those of us who have taken advantage of being outside as much as possible during our current pandemic, we're looking around now at our many outdoor dining opportunities and wondering what's next. Well, that opportunity has been extended in Ann Arbor through November, and here to talk to us about that and other matters of downtown Ann Arbor is Susan Pollet, Executive Director of the Downtown Development Authority. Also referred to as the Queen of Downtown. Are you still wearing that crown?
I like it. That's a great title. Yeah. I'll take it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's begin with what's happening with the street closures in downtown Ann Arbor. That's been extended?
It's been extended. The council has approved it through November 1st. What's been going on is every weekend, we're shutting down several of the downtown streets on the weekends. Some other streets are shut down, just remain closed down. In addition to that, we're also seeing an experiment taking place where a lot of restaurants are using the parking spaces in front of them for an extension to their sidewalk cafes. And all of this is designed around COVID to give as much elbow room and social distancing space between us.
Has that been a successful endeavor in this pandemic?
I think so. I think it's one of the few bright spots for a lot of businesses. There are still mandates that they are restricted on their indoor capacity. So the outside seating has given them a greater shot at covering their costs. It's been a really valuable and much appreciated action on the part of our city council and mayor.
So that's been extended through November 1st. Have you heard any conversation about what happens after that?
I have not heard anything official as far as what the city might be able to do. The right-of-way is being used for this purpose. Obviously, at some point, snow is going to fall, and we're going to need to be able to get out there with plows. But somewhere between November 1st and the plows, I think what's going on now is that the city is looking to the business community to find out what else it could be doing to be supportive. I don't know that there's going to be necessarily more street closures after that. What I'm starting to see, which is unrelated to the closures, are more and more of the restaurants are pulling in space heaters, which is extending feeling of being comfortable sitting outside. You know, those kind of strategies are likely also at some point to not be usable. So many of the restaurants which hadn't previously done food pickup will probably go back to really pushing hard at getting people to come and pick up food to go, wine to go, mixed cocktails to go. That's a strategy that can continue to work into the winter months and through the winter.
I've even heard some discussions about igloos or heated tents. Has that conversation begun in Ann Arbor yet?
Someone mentioned it, but I have not seen anything come forward. I'm not sure exactly what this might look like. I've seen them, but they're very limited in what they can provide. It's seating for maybe a small group in an igloo. It's not going to give the greatest capacity to a business. But of course, everything should be on the table for us all to get through healthy and together, you know, through this whole pandemic. So every strategy is going to have to be looked at.
I'll have to be honest with you. Downtown Ann Arbor has sustained me during this pandemic. It's just been someplace to go and feel the energy and the familiarity of our favorite stores and restaurants. Mm-hmm. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared this coming Saturday, September 26th, Downtown Day.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? I'm just so grateful that she took that action. I'm going to go back a point to your point about being sustained. For me, I do the same thing. Downtown is sustaining me as well. A piece of it is we have these beautiful historic buildings that have stood the test of time. Many of these buildings were here before the 1918 pandemic, and they are a reflection to me of how we too will get through this. It seems like we're in this dark cloud and we'll never get out. But these buildings are a reminder that bad times were here back then too. And we got through it and found our way to bright, futures that they could not have imagined in 1918. Well, these buildings remind me that we too will get through 2020 and bright things are ahead of us. We just have to hold firm. We've got to do the best we can. We've got to support one another and we've got to stay healthy. Downtown is the place, I think, for so many of us, the touch point of who we are as a community and how we come together, even in this strange pandemic. Back to the governor.
Yeah.
What she's doing is recommending that each community put forward this proclamation and celebrate it in their own ways. And so I have a whole host of recommendations for your listeners. I think that if they could take a moment and walk down a downtown sidewalk. Just enjoy the pleasure of being in the center of the city and being part of our community. If you feel comfortable, buy something from a local restaurant or store, but just simply being present at the farmer's market, enjoying the beauty of the tree canopy in downtown. This is what you do to celebrate downtown, is be a part of it. Downtown needs all of us to participate. I've made a point to start some of my holiday shopping early. I've made a point I'm going to be doing takeout this weekend, and I'm going to be supporting them by spending, you know, local. We hear about that. I can't think of a more important time to back away from that Amazon shopping where the dollars don't go to our community. If we could do one thing to celebrate Downtown Day, it would be to think local and support local.
That's Susan Paulet, Executive Director of the Downtown Development Authority in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.